Hey, Michael Sparks here. It's the AMZUL dealer training call for the Sparks team, and today is Monday, May 2nd, 2016. Thanks for getting on the call tonight. It's going to be an exciting call. We've got a lot of good things happening in the AMZUL business. The main topic for tonight is we're going to talk a little bit about the Facebook group that we have. So if you're on the Sparks team, we've got a Facebook accountability group, and Jonathan Henley is going to head that up. Is the market saturated? We're going to talk a little bit about that for your area as well as online. Google Voice, I don't know if you understand what Google Voice is, but that might be something for your business that might help you out. And then Facebook ads. So those are the topics for tonight. Before that, if you're in within a couple of hours of Nashville, Tennessee, Todd Falcone is coming to do an event called Cracking the Code to Success in Network Marketing with Todd Falcone. He's going to be live in Nashville, actually Franklin, Tennessee area. It's going to be Saturday, July 30th, 2016 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. And we're already registered for this. There's several different options for that. You can do early bird registration, which what I would recommend everybody that wants to go to this to get on the list soon because it will fill up and sell out. They're expecting that. There's also VIP registration, which allows you to get VIP seating as well as the option to have dinner with Todd Falcone on Friday, the 29th of July in Franklin. So if you don't know about Todd Falcone, you can go to toddfalcone.com, which is T-O-D-D-F-A-L-C-O-N-E, Falcon with an E, .com, Todd Falcone. He is a network marketing trainer, has been in the business for 25 years or more, and he's been on our call. He's got some great training information, and this live show is going to be something else. So if you're within, a couple-hour drive, or if you'd like to fly in and attend this event, I think it would be well worth it. And the price is pretty reasonable. It's like $49 for the early bird, and it's $69 for VIP. So you want to get up there, get up close, meet some other professionals in the network marketing industry, which our AMZUL business is network marketing, which means we have a network of dealers and a network of people that we reach out to and we help sell our products. That's what we're in. We're in network marketing. Love it, leave it, hate it, whatever. It's all good. I think once somebody really understands what we're involved with and the power of helping other people succeed, help enough people get what they want, you'll have everything you want. If you take that philosophy in your AMZUL business, you will be successful. I can guarantee it. We're already registered for the event. We're planning on having Todd on our call next week. Reasons why, who, what, why, when, how, where, and why you want to be there. So you'll be exposed to ideas and concepts that will help you increase your business in your AMZUL business and have more success. So first up tonight, I want to have talk a little bit about our AMZUL Dealer Accountability Group on Facebook. This group is open to all dealers on our team. If you're a member of our Sparks team, contact me and I will invite you in. If your sponsor is on there, they can invite you. We're only opening this to dealers on our team. We've talked to AMZUL and that's what their recommendation was. So we can't open this to every AMZUL dealer in the country, or we would, because we really want to help more dealers sell more products, because the more dealers selling more products is going to help us all sell more products. That's just kind of the way it is. As far as making the accountability program work, we're going to hear from Jonathan Henley tonight, and he's going to see what kind of activity he's been doing for days, and we get on there and post of our activities of what we're doing. And I know Jonathan has been really working at his business, and he's been getting out there and doing things that need to be done and having some great success. So we're going to pull Jonathan on here. Let's unmute Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, buddy. Hey, we've been going back and forth last couple of days. You've had a great month in your AMZUL business. You're working towards AMZUL Premier Direct Jobber. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. And you've been adding some customers to your business here in the last 30 days. You want to talk a little bit about some of the activities you've been doing?
Well, I've just been following up with, you know, past contacts, managed to convert a few of those. Let's see, as of today, we've got 4 new commercial accounts, 1 retail account, 2 new PCs, 2 reactivated PCs, and really in the past 6 weeks is 3 dealers. And I don't just keep a deal. One of the dealers came from one of my retail accounts, one of the mechanics that was curious as to how we built the AMSOIL business. A couple weeks ago, spent a couple hours with him, and he's already just the other night signed up a new commercial account himself. So I've been busy working with a lot of, like I say, new dealers, been enjoying that quite a bit, pretty excited about that. Even pick up a dealer off of Facebook about 5 weeks ago. So.
Wow, okay. And so some of these activities you've obviously been working on for just more than the last 30 days, some of these commercial accounts and retail on the shelf accounts, you got to go back and revisit. Is that you've been doing a lot of that?
Yes, I use the the dealer dashboard, Premier Dealer Zone, and it really helps. You follow up and see, the purchases and how long it's been since they purchased, and just contact them at least once a month, and they really appreciate it. Just for example, an account that we picked up at the GIE over last October finally, submitted their 30-day credit app and retail account information. It means he's getting ready to purchase. It takes time.
So it does take, 6 months or longer for some of these accounts that you work with, that you meet and follow up with. And, it's been said it takes, 6 to 10 exposures to you and your business in order for somebody to act on that. And if you contact somebody once a month for 6 months, that's your minimum amount to get a customer to place an order. Just because you meet somebody back in October doesn't mean they're going to sign up right away, and then when they're good and ready, they're going to sign up and do some business. Over the long term, that's really the key of the AMSOIL business, is not you get somebody to buy something one time. Like you're selling a house, or you're in real estate, you sell a house, you might sell a house one time to one person. You might, if you're really good, you might sell a house to the same person twice. But in the AMSOIL business, you sign somebody up, and hopefully they order from you for retail on the shelf accounts. They might order from you every single month. Commercial accounts could be every month or every couple months, and preferred customers 3 or 4 times a year. And, of course, if you sign a dealer up and they get hot and heavy and excited like you guys are about the business, they'll buy from you every single month. And every month they order more and more and more every single month, which is increasing their commissions and helping you in your downline, increasing your commission. So that's the beauty of the business. Right, Jonathan?
Absolutely. I've got to add one point. For example, one of my better retail accounts, Christian Brothers here in Hendersonville, one of their service riders told me about an account 35 miles away, in the outskirts of east of Portland, Tennessee. Went out there. Sure enough, the guy had an AMSOIL. I checked up on it first. He had an expired AMSOIL retail account. So I thought, there's a reason this guy hadn't had an account. Went out there. Actually, took a motorcycle ride. It was nice to get out after not being able to ride for a while, and got out there, went up to see him, hung out with him a little while, and before I left there, had a new retail account activated. Same parking lot, same Christian Brothers. Came back to thank the guy for the account, referral, and seen a tow truck driver dropping off a tow truck, private tow truck. Hey, would you like an AMSOIL account? Sure. I'm going to see him tomorrow. It's just, I love this business.
Excellent. Well, good deal. And you're doing all the right things, and using that Facebook accountability group, I think, is important. Posting what you're doing, we're getting ready to upload. It's been 30 days now. We're going to upload our spreadsheet. I've been working on that. So you can put in what you've done, and people can track month after month of what each dealer is doing. And this is optional. You don't have to do that if you don't feel comfortable telling people how many accounts you've got for the month. But I just think it's inspiring that there's so much business out there available to dealers, especially within your own area. And that's going to bring me to the next topic of the call tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about, is the market saturated? We had a question from a dealer that posed this to me, actually posed it to the accountability group, and he saw a local vehicle that had AMSOIL graphics on it, wondered if his market was saturated. So in one word, I'm going to say no. We are not even close to being saturated in any market in the United States. I can tell you that, or Canada, for that matter. Canada even is even less saturated. So if you're in Canada and you're not working your market, we're not saturated. So this is the question. He says, I had a question for some of you. How many of you live in an area with multiple other dealers as competition? I was on my way to a first meet with someone, and I happened to see an AMSOIL van all decked out. I was less than 30 miles from home, and it was the first time seeing someone trying to sell this close to home. I know there are fuel installer shops within 50 miles of me, but not another dealer trying to sell in this area. Should this bother me? So I responded back on the Facebook group, and I said, consider other products and businesses in your area. How many HVAC companies or pest control companies or even worse, real estate agents are there in your area? Is the market saturated? Then consider this. How many customers does each AMSOIL dealer have? I know the average direct jobber has less than 100 registered customers. This includes commercial retail, preferred customers, dealers, etc. So the average direct jobber has less than 100 retail registered customers. What is the population of your surrounding 100 miles? I bet there is room for 50 or 100 dealers decked out with vans. That was my response there. And until you go to the Walmart parking lot or some other store and see as many AMSOIL stickers as you do something like Mary Kay or some other home business opportunity, I would say you have nothing to worry about. Matter of fact, there are new people joining Mary Kay every single day. And think about it, only half the population can even buy their products. Yes, Mary Kay has a few things for men, but most of their products are for women. So the Mary Kay business, which is probably 10 or 20 times larger than AMSOIL currently, they are not saturated. That's what I'm getting at with that part. Keep your focus on building your business, being the best possible AMSOIL dealer you can be. Keep sponsoring new dealers, customers, and accounts on a regular basis, and you will see your business grow. And then I went in and did a little research on some information on the lubricant marketplace, and only about 15% of the lubrication marketplace is synthetics. So 15% of all lubricants sold are synthetic lubricants. Of the 15%, AMSOIL may be about 1% of that. So trust me when I say 99 out of 100 cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, heavy equipment are not using AMSOIL yet. Our market is not saturated in any area that you can even think of. Even the motorcycle market, I'm getting new motorcycle customers all the time, and AMSOIL's really heavy in that, and it's not saturated. Then I posted some stuff from one of the other dealers. Another dealer says the only reason it would bother you is if you're not taking enough action. You don't have to avoid or dread other dealers. Just be better than them and be available. And that is 100% true on being available. I had a call And 5 o'clock today, just today, looking for some products as the local Amsoil dealer. So I took the call and helped the guy become a new customer, and that's key, is just be available and answer your phone in a timely manner and call people back or have a voicemail. And later on the call tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about voicemail. If you don't have that set up, you should seriously consider that. Another dealer posted a great question and great answers. So in their experience, the number of AMSOIL dealers in an area is not an issue. Just set yourself apart from them through knowledge, experience, customer service, and being personable. And these are all things that any dealer can do. You can gain more knowledge, you can gain more experience, you can have better customer service, and you can be a personable person. So just keep that in mind. If you care about them, they will care about you. Also consider this. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. Having, I don't know where they find, where they heard that. I don't even know who put that up there. They must have heard it from me. Anyhow, having another active dealer or dealers with a decked-out AMSOIL vehicle just creates more buzz and credibility for AMSOIL. Find your niche and become an expert in that specific area, then branch out to other areas. The amount of potential business is huge. The only people that should worry about more AMSOIL dealers in an area are our competition. So that's Pennzoil and Valvoline and Mobile One. They should be worrying about other AMSOIL dealers, but we don't really have any competition. So just remember that. And if you're asking online, is it saturated online? I see, and just got to remember online, if you search for something one time, Google, Facebook, Amazon, they want to show you those ads. And I keep getting the same ads from the same dealer, and I think, oh, my God, the market is saturated. You know, I keep seeing the same AMSOIL ad pop up on my Facebook feed. Why is that happening, you know? Is it saturated? Well, no, this guy just is paying money to advertise, and he's advertising based off of some keyword that I might have typed in or what have you. So there is no way that the internet market is saturated. You got to find your niche. You got to find what you're interested in. You've got to find how you can advertise as different than everybody else. Back in the day, we started out with message board forums. I was really interested in turbo diesel Volkswagens. I was very interested in turbo diesel Ford F Super Duties. That was two of the places where I started out back in 2000. Currently, I don't do much of the message board thing. We've kind of moved on to social media and Twitter and all that other stuff. So it's kind of changed, but there's still plenty of opportunity out there. If you're into fishing, you're into hunting, you're into ATVs, you're into all kinds of things, there's message boards out there to help you get on those and be the expert. Be the guy that's going to talk about the products and be truthful. And, don't spam people, but just be available, like other people have said. So that's one thing there. Google Voice for your business. We're running low here on time, but I want to talk a little bit about that. Google Voice, this is a free service you can set up. If you've got a Google account, you can set up a Google Voice message system, which is something you can it can tie directly to your cell phone, and you can also get the messages on via email or your Google account. So maybe I know a lot of people, maybe they don't want to have their personal cell phone say that they sell AMSOIL for whatever reason, or maybe they got a work phone that they don't want their phone to be ringing for AMSOIL. Well, they can set up a Google Voice account, and that will ring separately, and then if somebody, you can have its own separate message on there. It says, hey, I'm an AMSOIL dealer. It's its own separate telephone number, and you can set this up, and then you can use that for your business. It's free. So consider using Google Voice for your business. It's easy to set up, and you can get the voice messages on your phone or via email. It actually puts it into a text message, so you can, if you can't listen to it, you can actually read it. And separate your business line from your personal line if that's something that's important to you. My personal cell phone line is my personal, it works for everything. If you're calling about AMSOIL, it's my personal cell phone line. If my mother calls me and she wants to leave a voicemail, she gets to find out that I sell AMSOIL products. So that's the kind of the way it goes. Or any other friend of mine, they know that I sell AMSOIL, and that's the way I have mine. But not everybody can do that, or not everybody's interested. That's fine too. But when somebody calls in, especially if it's an AMSOIL call, and you've got it, you know, hey, you've reached 931-801-9401, please leave a message. People don't know what the hell that's about. They don't know if you're an AMSOIL dealer or not. They don't know what the heck to do. So if you could set up a Google Voice account and say, hey, look, this is Michael Sparks. I'm an AMSOIL dealer. I'm not available right now, but I'd be glad to return your call. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll call you just as soon as I possibly can. You have that as a voice line, I guarantee it, people's going to leave you a voicemail, and then you can call them back, and you can get some sales that way. And if you're not doing those things and you're not getting sales, you have no one to blame but yourself. So just remember that. Lastly, before we get off the line here, Facebook ads. So this is gold mine for AMSOIL dealers that are working online. If you there's many options available for dealers that want to pursue this option. You can use it to add new likes to your Facebook business page. We did this in the very beginning, and actually we had more likes on our Facebook page than AMSOIL did. This is probably 4, 5, 6 years ago, and we really built up about, you know, 1,800, 2,000 likes on our Facebook page. Since then, Facebook has changed their options, and they don't actually promote your business as much as they used to, so we changed focus. Now we more focus on promoting a topic or a post. There are several options for that. That's a good way to do it. So you make a post on your Facebook page, and then you can promote that individual post and maybe a new product. Maybe it's a new service. Maybe it's a new preferred customer program that's out there. You make a Facebook page, and there's a little if you have your Facebook business page, your AMSOIL business page, you put a post on there about something, then you can boost that post, and that will go out to either your people that have liked your page, people that are friends of people that liked your page, or you can choose demographics. So with the demographics, you can choose a geographic area or a subset of people. You can choose their ages. You can choose if they're male or female. You can choose keywords. You know, maybe motor, if you want to promote motorcycles or dirt bikes or ATVs or mechanics or commercial trucking or whatever, you can use certain keywords in your Facebook post that those people that are on Facebook that have those keywords in their profile, you'll get that'll show up on their page as opposed to just every Tom, Dick, and Harry. So you don't have to worry about some, you know, 13-year-old kid clicking on your post that doesn't have any ability to even buy your products. That doesn't make any sense because you're just wasting your money. So remember that. Promote your website or your Facebook page. Again, you can use that. We use it to promote our website a lot. Like, for instance, this new preferred customer program that just came out, we're now using that to promote that thing. We've made a couple changes to our website as well as a new blog post on the new preferred customer thing. We're going to promote that to get more clicks to our website, which will hopefully get us some new customers. There's minimal cost with the Facebook advertising. You can choose what you want to spend. If you want to spend $10, $20, and then the cost per click on that is very minimal as well. If you really dive area, you can have it only promote within 50 miles of where you live. So you want to get down, drill down to your local area and get more customers that way. You can do that as well. Posts with graphics are more powerful, so consider using graphics in your post. That's pictures and whatnot. So if you can do that, if you don't have somebody that's a good graphics person, maybe you can use Fiverr or maybe somebody you know that does graphic artists. They can help you out and get a graphic for your post that you can go out there and promote it. People are going to click on things with graphics more than they would just writing and words on the page. So the key is to do something that benefits you in the long term, not just one time. So, you know, getting a Facebook like, if somebody likes your page, they, unless they unlike it, they're going to see what you post from then on. So it's a long-term deal. choose wisely. So find articles or posts that engage a consumer to either share, click, or purchase, or do something with the ad, like, share it with their friends or whatnot. One thing I tell you don't do is don't promote your dealer link to AMZL.com. This is against the rules, number one. And number two, it doesn't give you any kind of benefit at all. So you say, oh, I want to promote my preferred customer program. So you go to AMZL.com and then put your dealer link in there, and then you're promoting AMZL.com. That's helping AMZL. It's really, and it might be helping you a little bit just for that one time, but it's not helping you for long-term search engine optimization. You want to post things that are long-term, which is your website, your Facebook page, and all those other things. So speaking of that, on a side note, sharing posts with AMZL without your dealer ZO transferring link doesn't help you at all, so don't do it. I see it 100 times a day, and then dealers on our team that are doing this. You know, that AMZL posts something on Facebook and you share that. That didn't give you anything at all. It's great to see it, but if you're not getting benefit from it, why do it? So everything you do online should be of an interest of helping you sell more products, sharing other dealers' information, sharing other dealers' posts. Unless that dealer is in your downline or you sponsored them, it doesn't help you. Now, I do that a lot because people listen on this call or dealers in our downline. I want to help them sell more products. Of course, I'm going to share their stuff, but sharing my stuff doesn't help you. Unless it's Carol Bell and she wants to help me, that's great. But sharing AMZL posts doesn't help you unless there's a link that ties you to that post. Just remember that. With that, everybody, I'm going to ask for a couple questions. Let me find our question and answer thing here. Anybody have any questions about what we talked about tonight as far as the Facebook or Google Voice or anything like that? Hello?
I don't
think. No questions? Anybody got any questions as far as what we talked about tonight?
Jason Bolden doesn't.
Oh, Jason Bolgan doesn't have a question. He's an expert. Good deal. You'll be leading up next call.
Michael, you did a good job. I don't know what else.
All right. Well, I'm going to post some stuff I'll post some things in the show notes for this call about getting your Google Voice set up and Facebook ads and all that stuff. But I just want you all to be more successful. So if you ever have any questions, if you got any questions about tonight's call, just give me a holler and I will help you out as best I can. So with that, everybody, I hope everybody has a great week and get out there and make some AMZL happen. Good night, everyone.